Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Thomasson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bruce Miller. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Glenn Adams. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Montanez. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Steve Ontiveros. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Rader. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Halicki. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ed Halicki. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rob Sparing. Batting second. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Burris. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ray Burris. And now, play ball. Gary Thomasson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomasson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sparing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal takes first base on ball four. Sparing moves to second. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Sparing moves to third. Cardenal moves to second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Miller fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Sparing scores. Cardenal moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Adams. Morales reaches second base with a double. Cardenal scores. Monday moves to third. It's 2-0, Cubs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is walked intentionally. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a fly ball into center field. Thomasson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Monday tags and scores. Morales tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Cubs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams takes first base on ball four. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is called out on strikes. One out. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sparing takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sparing. The throw from Rader and he is out, Spear applying the tag. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cardenal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Halicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Halicki bunts towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Trillo covering, for the out. Rader moves to second. Two outs. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomason takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Monday hits a fly ball into left field. Adam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Morales moves to second. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-1 in the game. Mercer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mercer moves to second. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0-for-1 in the game. Montanez hits a line drive into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Mercer moves to third. Adams moves to second. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Burris. Mercer scores. Adams moves to third. Spear moves to second. It's 3-1, Cubs. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0-1 in the game. Ontiveros strikes out. Two outs. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Rader is walked intentionally. Ed Halicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Halicki is 0-0 in the game. Halicki hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0-1 in the game. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 0-1 in the game. Burris hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sparing hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Thomason hits a line drive towards short. Sparing reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-2 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Mercer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Mercer reaches second base with a double. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Cardinal hits a line drive into center field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Madlock takes first base on ball 4. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Monday hits a line drive into center field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0-2 in the game. Montanez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0-for-2 in the game. Ontiveros takes first base on ball 4. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rader hits a line drive towards third. Madlock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Thornton hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0-for-2 in the game. Swisher takes first base on ball 4. Trillo moves to second. Pete Lockhock pinch hits for Ray Burris. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Trillo moves to third. Swisher moves to second. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is walked intentionally. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Daryl Thomas now playing second base. Bruce Miller now playing third base. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sparing hits a ball on the ground towards second. Thomas scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Darold Knowles now pitching. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Thomason hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomas moves to third. Bruce Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Thomason moves to second. It's 3-2, Cubs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mercer takes first base on ball 4. Thomason moves to third. Miller moves to second. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adams strikes out. One out. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sparing misplays the ball. That's an error on Sparing. Thomason scores. Miller scores. Mercer moves to third. It's 4-3, Giants. Bob Locker now pitching. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo misplays the ball. That's an error on Trillo. Mercer scores. Montanez moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Giants. Gary Lavelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavelle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Cardenal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from Rader and he is safe. Cardenal steals second. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Rader for a passed ball. Cardenal moves to third. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cardenal scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-4, Giants. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Morales strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomason hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Trillo bunts towards first. Montanez juggles the ball. That's an error on Montanez. Thornton moves to second. Randy Moffitt now pitching. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez fields it and throws to third for the out. Trillo moves to second. One out. Champ Summers pinch hits for Bob Locker. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is hit by the pitch. Trillo moves to third. Swisher moves to second. Adrian Garrett pinch hits for Rob Sparing. Adrian Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett strikes out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thomas fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Jeff Zahn now pitching. Don Kessinger now playing shortstop. Bruce Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Zahn covering, for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zahn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Madlock hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Giants, 5, Cubs, 5. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Morales hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Thornton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morales moves to second. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to second for the out. Morales moves to third. Two outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Swisher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 5. The Giants will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Moffitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moffitt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rader hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Rader reaches second base with a double. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomason hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Zahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zahn bunts towards the mound. Moffitt fields it and throws to first for the out. Kessinger moves to second. One out. Dave Heaverlow now pitching. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cardenal takes first base on ball 4. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Madlock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mercer. Madlock reaches second base with a double. Kessinger scores. Cardenal moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and San Francisco Giants, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.